Good morning, everybody. Yes, I am wearing a jacket today. We are doing something for the very first time today here at New Hope Christian Center. We are streaming live on Facebook for those people who decided not to attend today so that they have an opportunity to continue to feel connected. Today is going to be a little bit a different day because of the coronavirus, all of the things that are being said, all of the things that are being done. I've had a lot of questions as to how we are going to address them, how we are going to move forward as a church body, what we are going to do and what we are not going to do. And so today I'm going to take time to answer those things. After I am done with my presentation, I am going to open it up for questions and hopefully be able to answer those. We have Sam up here. He is monitoring the Facebook page. So for those of you who are watching on Facebook, if you have a question, you can post it on Facebook, and then Sam will give me that question so that we can address the questions that you may have at home as well. I have received several phone calls, emails, and texts regarding the coronavirus and suggestions on how we as a church community should move forward, what we should and what we should not be doing. There are certain things that must be done that have been mandated by our government and other authorities. There are certain things that should be done as recommended by the Center for Disease Control and the Spokane Public Health District. There are thousands of different social and media outlets available to each and every one of us, each with their own idea on what should be done. And there are also things that each individual person believes should be done based upon their own information and their own background. Since I am not an expert on infectious diseases, and since this is uncharted territory for us, I have reached out to the church family and to other resources so that we can come up with a plan for moving forward that will best suit our family here at New Hope Christian Center. I have personally spoken to and received emails from several people who are on the front lines of the COVID-19 situation. One is currently on the emergency response team and the executive team at the nonprofit where she works. She's done this for 11 years and currently serves as the public relations director. She's been immersed in the COVID-19 planning for the last few days, attending webinars, seeking out information from trusted sources, and learning from others in her line of work. She worked for the Spokane Regional Health District for a year in their communications department and took an emergency communication class offered by the CDC during the height of the H1N1 outbreak. She is also in a higher risk group of contracting the virus because of recent chemotherapy that she has gone through. So she brings that lens to this health issue as well. She strongly believes that one of the keys to navigating this health crisis is to look to trusted messengers for your information due to the copious amounts of hype and misinformation that is out there. As I mentioned before, there are things that must be done, and there are things that should be done. As for the things that must be done, we as a church will follow the laws as they pertain to us, as passed down by our government and those in authority. As for the things that should be done, we as a church will first and foremost seek the Lord and commit to prayer the things that we should and should not be doing. Secondly, we, and I encourage you to do so as well, we will look to those trusted messengers and agencies for direction and do our best to follow their suggestions. The main two sources that we will look to will be the Center for Disease Control, or the CDC, and the Spokane Regional Health District. The following is a recommendation of the Spokane County Health District. Some of the recommendations do not pertain to us, but I will read them in their entirety. As of Friday, March 13th, 2020, events of 250 or over were banned. But gatherings of less than that are okay under the following guidelines from the health district. Therefore, as the local health officer, I order as follows. Events with fewer than 250 attendees are prohibited unless event organizers take the following steps to minimize risk. Older adults and individuals with underlying medical conditions that are at increased risk of serious COVID-19 are encouraged not to attend. Social distancing recommendations must be met. For example, limit contact of people within 6 feet from each other for 10 minutes or longer. Employees must be screened for the coronavirus symptoms each day and excluded if symptomatic. And proper hand hygiene and sanitation must be readily available to all attendees and their employers. Environmental cleaning guidelines from the U.S. Center of Disease Control and Prevention are followed, such as clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces daily or more frequently. Those are the recommendations put forth by the chief officer of the Spokane County Health District. I also received some other suggestions from sources, and I will add them as such. No events with meals. Many of the nonprofits are limiting self-service of food and going to disposable cups, plates, and silverware. No handshaking or hugging. The health district knows of 3 COVID-19 cases, confirmed cases here in Spokane County. That was as of yesterday. As of today, there are still only 3 confirmed cases. The virus is out there, but the people don't know they have it due to the limited testing so far. Also, of the 30 tested in Spokane County, there are only 3 positive, so it is not widespread as of yet. We understand that the information that we receive is going to be changing, likely on a daily basis, and we will be changing what we do here at New Hope Christian Center according to those recommendations as they happen. Our membership needs to self-screen. Be diligent. If you are at high risk, we ask that you please stay home. One of the suggestions was consider canceling in-home church events like small groups. Consider Facebook Live for the sermons. This will give those that can't attend the opportunity to connect. Another suggestion is ask the congregation for donations specifically for this crisis. We need to up the reserve in our project share and have cash available for those who need it. Not all companies are able to give sick pay to their employees who have to stay home because their children can no longer go to school. With kids out of school, parents might have difficulty getting to work. Taking all of these suggestions into account, as of today, March 15th, this is our plan for moving forward. And let me iterate, as the available information changes, we may also change. We will continue to have Sunday morning workouts and Sunday morning services. We ask that you would self-screen. If you have any symptoms or your children are sick, if you have been in contact with someone who has been sick, an older individual who have underlying medical conditions or are considered an increased risk, please refrain from attending. A person can be contagious up to 2 days before the symptoms appear. And once tested, it takes 3 to 4 days to get those results back. A person may also be a carrier but not show any symptoms. So be diligent in your hand washing and be diligent with your contact with other people. If you choose to stay at home, we will be live streaming our sermons on Facebook. Simply like and follow on our New Hope page, and you will have access to those. We will not be offering coffee service, but you can bring your own. We are asking that our greeters be diligent in opening the door for you. We also have hand sanitizer out there and wipes to wipe down the door handles. I did that this morning, but it will be helpful if we just have a few people opening the doors as opposed to everyone. We are not going to be passing the offering bags. You see a milk jug in the back. If you have donations or tithes that you would like to give to us, go ahead and just drop it in the bin. We need to be aware of our social distances as recommended by the health district and refrain from shaking hands and hugging. I understand that we have a lot of people that think this is silly, and you may want to hug, but you need to respect the other person's wishes as well. They may not want to hug, and you need to respect them in that. We will be continuing our life groups, our youth, and our teen kids. If you're wondering about Donzie's life group, she will not be teaching it, but it will be here at the church, and Angela will be taking over that. All of our life groups, none of them are meeting in homes. They will be meeting here at New Hope, where we have enough room that we can spread out a little bit and honor the distancing as set forth by the CDC. However, tonight's youth band practice will be canceled due to sickness. Not coronavirus, but a cold. We need to make sure that we take care of our families. With the school closures, we need to address the needs of single moms and two-parent working families as far as daycare is concerned. If you need assistance with that, please let us know as soon as possible. We have had multiple people come to us and say they are willing to assist and help with those who need daycare. And we also have some people who are right now networking and trying to come up with a solution on how to do this very thing so that we can take care of our families and reduce the impact that it may have financially on our people. We now also have a link on our Facebook page for giving if you choose to do that. For those of you who are savvy, I don't know how it works. I don't have Facebook, but for those of you who are watching, you obviously know how it works. I would like to say thank Sam. What's that? On the homepage website. New Hope Christian Center homepage website. There it is right there. And you can click on the giving. If you would like to help financially, you can designate an offering specifically to Project Share. All of the money that you donate to that will go directly to assisting those people who need the help. I believe that we also need to bolster the food that we have in our Project Share. If you just want to bring in goods and food and drop them off at the front door, we will make sure that it gets to the people that need it. There are many differing views on how to handle this situation, and we are not going to agree with everything. We are not going to agree with everyone else's views. We ask that here at New Hope Christian Center that you honor and be respectful of the views of others, as they may not be in alignment with your own. The biggest takeaway that one of the people that I had talked to after listening to the chief officer, she said that the biggest takeaway that she had was that we are to continue our daily activities. Continue our lives. Do not socially isolate yourselves, but know that things are going to be different. They are going to be different. He also warned about hoarding. You have heard and you've seen why people need 500 rolls of toilet paper. I do not know. But to do such a thing is to live in a spirit of fear and not in a spirit of love. we are called to live in a spirit of love. We do not and are not to have the spirit of fear as Christians. When we as a church went through the trials of the fire, wondering what was going to happen, where we were going to meet, were people going to stick with us or jump ship and go somewhere else, God met us at every turn. God met us at every turn. We saw God's hand in the details through the entire process. From the beginning, when the pastor of a neighboring church contacted my wife while she was still standing in the parking lot with the first responders, to a few weeks ago when the insurance company that we were dealing with called us and said, it looks like this thing was closed prematurely and a little bit too quickly, and I'd like to go over a few things with you. And my wife went over some more items, and at the end of it, they wrote out a check for another $12,000. People, that insurance companies do not do that. But they do when God is in charge. And if you don't think that is a miracle, you are absolutely crazy. When's the last time one of you had an insurance agent call you up and say, we'd like to give you some more money? That is our God taking care of us. This is a different situation, but the same God is still in the business of taking care of his kids, and the same God is still on the throne. He will take care of us. I believe that God was preparing us to handle this situation through the fire, through the Math A-Tool and the wall building series that we went through that was teaching us that life is to be done in the context of community. It is very important. And I saw a thing on the news just yesterday, and they were saying how important it is to be and live in the context of community. And I saw Dr. Bob Lutz from the Spokane Health District talking about this morning. He says it is not a time to socially isolate. You need to be diligent in socially distancing yourself, but we need community. We need one another. And we as Christians and as believers are called to be different and react differently and respond differently when these things arise. We're to be different. We are to show in these situations what it means to love God and to love our neighbors. We are the light and are called to be a light in a potentially very dark situation. But we serve a big God. The coronavirus is not bigger than my God. The coronavirus does not have God sitting on his throne, wringing his hands, going, oh, I didn't see this coming. Yeah, he did. How are we going to respond? Are we going to respond in fear, like most of our culture? Or are we going to respond in love, in compassion, respect, and honor? Amen. At this time, I'm going to open it up to questions. If any of you who are watching our live stream on Facebook, if you have a question, go ahead and post it. Sam will ask those questions from you. Are there any questions? Seriously? Oh, thank you. Yes. Okay. The question was, for those of you at home, has anybody reached out yet as far as needing childcare for their kids who may be at home? No, we have not. We do have one of our moms, MOPS moms, Katie Hornberger, who has begun to reach out to the MOPS moms saying, we have some people available to help watch your kids. So we are starting a network, but we have not personally received any questions or requests for that. Anybody else? Sam? Wow. 19 people watching and no questions. Oh. Okay. One of the questions asked by our viewers is, what do we need as far as in the project share cupboard? Connie, I'm going to defer to you. Okay. Okay. So it sounds like we need mostly canned goods. We do have some meats, cereals. We could use cereals. And according to the run on toilet paper, maybe a few rolls of toilet paper as well. And then there are two packages right now, but three people just ran out of the room. So, yes. I think I don't know if we can do that on a Sunday night because I believe Valley Harvest already has that time slot. So we will be allowing them to meet at her home, but making sure that we are diligent in taking care of all surfaces and the distancing recommended by the Spokane County Health District. Anybody else? Anybody else on Facebook, Sam? Okay. What's that? 12:30. Okay. Which we can't, they also have, Valley Harvest has their services at 12:30, I believe, in 2 o'clock or 2:30. So we would not be able to have it here on a Sunday afternoon. So. I'm going to leave that up to you, Kim, because I don't know how many you've been having. I think you have two right now. I think you should be able to make enough room in your own home. And considering that one of them is your daughter, she's there anyways. So blessings and protection on Colton. Okay. Oh, okay, great. And I know that my daughter, who does the workouts on Saturdays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, she has actually thought about doing something like that where she's teaching it in front of her computer at home and everyone else can get on and do the workout that way as well. So, as of right now, are you still going to meet? It's a day-by-day thing. Okay, yes. So she says that they are going to continue to meet on Saturday mornings, Tuesday nights, and Thursday nights here at the church, but that may change as we get more information. Anybody else? Well, I'm sorry, what's that? We will have Bible study on Tuesday. Yes, we will, right here in the church. Okay. Very good. Right. Yes. Which and they are going to be the ones who are probably going to be staying home? Is that population? And I don't know personally if they have access to Facebook, so maybe we could reach out to them and get them set up on Facebook so that they understand how to do it. I know I don't know how to do it, so I would have to have someone show me how to do it, but I know that our older generation doesn't always have Facebook. What's... Oh, perfect. Perfect. Awesome. Thank you. That was Connie. She says she's going to make a list of our elderly people who are not attending on a Sunday so that we make sure that we are in contact with them and being able to get them anything that they need. Yes. Okay. 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 So if you have questions as far, that's probably a good link to have. I don't think I can repeat what Kina just said to those people at home, but be looking for a link to another website where you can call virtual doctors and nurses if you have any questions as pertaining to your own situations that are going on. So yes. Right. Yes. Okay. The question is can we set up some kind of a networking thing that we can take care of the elderly people where if they have a question or a need, they can respond or request those things and we can actually deliver them their groceries or whatever. I'm going to defer to Connie with our Project Share to do that. And it doesn't mean that Connie needs to do all that work, but if we have one person in charge of that, as opposed to 15 different people doing different things, I think we're going to be a lot better off. So as she contacts those people, our elderly people, we will get you a list of all of them and let them know that we are available. And also I'm going to put that out to those in our church body that we will need to step up. We will need to make sure that everyone is taken care of because that's what a family does. So remember, this is all uncharted territory. But I believe that we can come through this stronger and more cohesive than we ever have been because we are called to live in the context of community. Anybody else? Angela. Correct. Right. Yes, we will post this on our website as a podcast. However, the information that is given on that podcast may be outdated by the time they receive that podcast. So some of the stuff is time sensitive. And as things change, we will change our approach on how we do things. Okay. People, let me make this quite clear. We are not banning anyone from showing up. However, we are recommending that we follow the suggestions of the CDC and the Spokane Health District to be diligent, especially with little ones and also with pregnant. I talked to my daughter who is pregnant. She is not here. However, she contacted her OBGYN and she said, just live your life normally, make your choices and be wise. And so we are not going to put a sign out the front door that says pregnant, little kids, older people, whatever, are banned from our services. We ask that people self-screen and be wise. If you don't feel good on a certain day, please don't show up. And it's just a lot of this is common sense. I think it's incredible that our government has to tell people to wash their hands. Seriously, people, you should be washing your hands. Anybody?
A couple of things in the news.
Okay.
Team Kids on Wednesdays.
Correct. Team Kids, Jessica, and what we have done is we leave it up to each individual person. If they feel a check in their heart that they should not be there, we are going to honor that. So, but as of today, we haven't had anybody say, nope, we're not going to do it. However, Pastor Eric and Brooke are sick, and little Josiah is sick. So you may be receiving a message coming Wednesday that youth is canceled, but as of right now, it is not. Yes, Belinda. What did I say? Oh, wow, that was a flashback. Pastor A.A. Ron.
And the fundraiser
is going to go as scheduled at this time. However, we are going to reevaluate that in the next coming days, in the next week or so. It may turn into an online auction with no food being served. But right now, we're just not going to make that decision because of how far out it is. Yes. Okay, great. We do have a lot of people with a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different access to different funds, to different agencies. And I believe that we all have those different talents because God wants us to. And we should utilize the gifts that everyone does have. And if you happen to be in a work situation where you have access to certain information, you can pass that information on to our people so that we can be more well-informed and eliminate a lot of the hype and a lot of the misinformation that seems to be prevalent if you ever turn on your television. Anybody else? Facebook? All right. I am going to have the music ministry team come up, Angela, if you would. Like I said, this is uncharted territory for each and every one of us. And I wholeheartedly agree with the chief health officer from the Spokane County Health District that we do need to be diligent in how we live our lives, but we should live our lives accordingly. We should not shut down. We should not socially isolate unless you have the symptoms. Then you absolutely should quarantine yourself. I saw a story of one woman in the that lived in Seattle, and she went to a party and found out that several people fell ill, and she was at that party. And so she works in this industry, the viral industry. So she quarantined herself the minute she got the symptoms and began to reach out to her doctor and she did not have a shortness of breath or coughing. And so her doctor says, don't worry about it. You don't have it. Those are two of the main symptoms that you have to have in order to have COVID-19. So she continued to isolate herself and quarantine herself. She had a person on standby who she could call if she needed to go to the emergency room quickly. It never came to that, and she has since recovered. But she was finally able to get a hold of a test strip, and it came back that she did indeed have the coronavirus, even though her doctor told her that she did not. So we need to be diligent with the information that we do have. We need to be aware that situations and information may change, and we need to be diligent with that information. But we need to live our lives. I think one of the worst places you can go probably is the toilet paper aisle at Costco. Because I guarantee you there's not a 6-foot buffer zone. In fact, you may get thrown to the ground. But we are called to live our lives not with fear, but with power and a sound mind. And we here at New Hope Christian Center will do so. Amen. All right, please stand.